Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Ricardo. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I just would like to ask you a few questions concerning the local communities and problems facing our nation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time? Is Mr. William available?
Sure.
Ma'am?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, ma'am. And Monsieur Harris, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
My husband's 50 years, and my father 50 years before he passed.
And are you working the primary branch of the trade?
I'm sorry, what?
What is your primary branch of the trade? Bricklayer?
Oh, yeah, the fire brick.
Okay. And on the last show that you worked on, were you a foreman? Junior level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, improver.
Oh, he was a foreman.
And you still know you're currently working on a trade?
Pardon me? Do I still know what?
Are you, yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No. He's been retired since 2003 with the fall in Las Vegas. But my son is currently working with the trade.
Okay. You see? And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is unemployed, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 4 months?
My son's in quite a demand. Right now he's in Trinidad working a fire brick job.
Okay. And yes or no, ma'am, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Never. Never in our lives.
Okay.
My father, or my husband, or my son.
Okay. And in the past 4 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Never.
Okay.
Well, actually, when they pulled that sneak combining all the unions crap, sure. But we would never do it. But it was really horrible what they did to everybody.
Okay, ma'am. And I'm thinking about what you see in your local community. Do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were last time, this time last year?
This is Cleveland. It's dead. They have one project at a time.
Okay.
That's why my son and husband got into the fire brick and travel all over the world. They did. My husband did travel.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more
of
union?
Course, yeah. Fewer and fewer, because we have no representatives anymore.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, there's not enough.
Not enough?
No.
Okay.
The kids want to work with computers. They don't want to work on a brick job.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
My husband and son are both qualified job stewards.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the coming jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment than now?
Probably about the same. One job a year. One big job a year.
Okay. And looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Well, I'm worried about them stealing my husband's pensions from Local 5, Bricklayers Local 5, which used to be the second largest local in the country.
Okay, so do you think it will get worse, get better, the economy?
The economy? Our economy.
No, if your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
If we lose our pension, if they somehow figure out a way to steal that, as they have everything else.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, Which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools.
Careless people on the job.
Careless people on the job. Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 4 months?
Yes, my husband has, and my son has.
Okay. In person or in online?
In person.
Okay.
Which was a complete waste of time, and I doubt if they'll ever go back.
Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 4 months.
Okay.
Picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
Picket here. I'm sorry, political canvassing?
Correct.
No.
No. Union organizing?
No.
Okay. And in the last 4 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. And change the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. And the first one is friends and neighbors, the internet.
Oh, you want me to wait till you're done?
Sure. Friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, radio, print or online newspaper, and cable news.
Online newspaper and the internet, and then Fox News.
Fox News.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Immigration, education, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, support for labor unions, or something else?
What's worrying us most of all is our president is so weak, Canada could overrun us right now. And then immigration.
Okay. And as you may know already, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I saw it on the front of the Citizen, but I didn't bother reading it as my son and husband refused to read the paper anymore.
Okay. So you've heard a little
paper.
Bit?
Yes.
You've heard a little? Okay. All right. And as you may know, ma'am, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you, ma'am. And generally speaking, do you believe that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Oh, geez, I don't think either one of them actually supported anymore.
Okay. Now, ma'am, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
GM, Ford.
Okay. GM Ford, somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Okay, ma'am. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall.
Disapprove.
You disapprove somewhat or you disapprove strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. What about foreign affairs?
Disapprove strongly.
What about support for labor unions?
Disapprove strongly.
Healthcare?
Disapprove strongly.
The economy?
Disapprove strongly.
And last one is immigration.
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you disapprove or you approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Disapprove somewhat or strongly?
Strongly. They're not handling their job.
Okay. And ma'am, are you registered to vote?
Of course, yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? The chance is 50-50, or you don't think you will not vote?
I will certainly vote. So will my entire family, even though I think the last election was completely dumped in the river.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, from who would you vote, ma'am?
The one that's not seen now yet, Donald Trump.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career?
Okay. No, not at all.
Okay, ma'am. We're almost done here. Turning back to BC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
As poor as you can get.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay, ma'am. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
Well, they should have some representation, first of all, and not just a bunch of lawyers. And like I said, they just dissolved our union, took all of our money, and spread it out to all these little places in Kentucky and West Virginia and Columbus that only had 40 members. They took our members' health care benefits that they worked every hour for and gave it away because it's like almost a communist regime took over. And the union hall here, there is no union hall. They use the carpenter's hall. Although we built this ridiculous monument out in, out near Grafton. It's a training school, but it was built so it could be near the president's of the union, local union at the time's house. But we don't have a union hall, which we always had on East 29th Street, and we owned it. But they stole the building and took the money, and then they rent the carpenter's hall, which is not very convenient. It's way out east. And that way they're sure they won't get much of a turnout for the meetings. We used to have real union officials. I remember because my father was one of them. He was president of the Local 5 for years. And they had a meeting every Wednesday night.
Okay.
And everybody attended.
Ma'am?
Yes.
What do you think that the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union you think should be working on right now?
They should learn that they need to figure out how to keep their hands off of our pensions. Keep their hands off our money. They've already taken the hours for the medical. We know a lot of retired bricklayers, and they all feel the same way.
Okay. So I got your response as the need to figure out how to keep their hands out of our money.
Oh, yes. Off our money, yes. Leave our pensions alone.
Leave our pensions alone.
Or there will be trouble in Cleveland.
Okay, and what is your preferred way to receive information from union? Text, job site, email, mail, union meetings?
Well, let's see. Union meeting would probably be best if they had them where you could go to them instead of having to travel 2 hours to get to them. Union meeting always worked best. That's when they had a handle on everything. Now, it's just a joke, real joke.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year?
No, well, four or more times. That's when the Citizen comes out, which used to be the union paper. But now it's just proper for the propaganda for politicians. And, yeah, probably three times a year. And now, like I said, nobody will read it but me.
Okay. And I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. And do you think yourself closer to Republican or Democratic Party?
Republican.
Okay. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race, ma'am?
Oh, white.
Okay.
Caucasian.
All right. And finally, strictly for verification purposes for my supervisor, can I just please have your first name, ma'am?
Charlene, C-H-A-R-L-E-N-E.
Charlene. Okay. Well, Ms. Charlene, thank you very much for helping me out in this survey. You have a blessed evening, and you take care, man. Thank you very much.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.